This is The Register, a weekly biography of some of the most noted African-American individuals from Oregon's history. I'm Zachary Stocks. Robert Diaz was a World War II fighter pilot and the likeness of one of America's most famous wartime posters. An Oregon native, Diaz was born in Portland in 1919. He excelled in athletics, setting state track records in the 100-yard dash, the 220-yard race, and relays at Portland's Franklin High School, and later at the University of Oregon. Diaz also loved to fly. In the 1930s, he participated in a civilian flight school operated at Swan Island. After the U.S. entered World War II in 1941, Diaz and his brother volunteered to join the American Air Corps. The U.S. military was still segregated at the time, so the Diazes were assigned to the all-black Air Corps unit trained and stationed at the Tuskegee Airfield in Alabama. The Tuskegee Airmen program was considered an experimental program to determine the fitness of blacks to serve as military pilots. In no time, the airmen proved themselves more than capable, becoming a highly decorated unit for their services. In 1943, painter Betsy Graves Raynaud was in Tuskegee to paint a portrait of George Washington Carver. Diaz had studied art and asked Raynaud if he could watch her while she worked. After she consulted with his commanding officer, Raynaud chose Diaz as the subject for her new poster. The famous image of Diaz on a poster that states, "Buy war bonds" and "Keep us flying" is the most iconic image of the Tuskegee Airmen and hangs in the National Portrait Gallery. Robert Diaz was assigned to the 99th Pursuit Squadron, one of 8 units created from the Tuskegee graduates. The 99th flew in obsolete P-40 Warhawks during their missions on the Eastern Front. Like more than half of his fellow Tuskegee Airmen, Diaz fought in Italy. He flew 93 missions in 1943 and 1944 as part of the 332nd Fighter Group, which comprised 4 black squadrons, including Diaz's. The 332nd, known as the Red Tails from its identification symbol, escorted bombers to and from bombing targets, and only a few planes were ever lost on missions escorted by the 332nd. Robert Diaz was a skilled ace, shooting down 2 German planes. After the war, Diaz became an Air Force test pilot and a B-52 instructor pilot. He also was among the first Americans to fly a jet aircraft. He retired as a major in Columbus, Ohio in 1961, where he lived until his death in 1992. Most of his family continued to live in Oregon, including his daughter Mercedes, who became Oregon's first black judge in 1970. The Register is a co-production of Oregon Black Pioneers and KMUN. Learn more at OregonBlackPioneers.org.